People all around us are desperate for hope. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell challenges us to continue sharing the gospel with those in need.
You see, a lot of people that aren't saved or people that are carnal or backslidden, they'll say, "Oh, just giving that money over to the church." Wait a minute. If you know what this is all about, you're honoring the Lord when you give. You're saying, "Lord, I love you, and I trust you, and I honor you." Every person that tithed this morning was saying, "Lord, I trust you for next week."
The world is changing, but as Christians, our directive stays the same. God has not called us to compromise or complain about the culture. He has called us to continue. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. In our series, Continue, we will discover key areas of our life that God wants us to continue developing through the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. People all around us are desperate for answers, and we must continue to take the light of the gospel to those lost in culture's darkness. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part two of a message called Continuing in Trust.
And the incense was burned, and it was a sweet-smelling savor to God. The Bible says that when we give to the Lord, it is a sweet-smelling savor, an offering acceptable, well-pleasing to God. I want you to know that when we trust God and when we honor God in our giving, it is a pleasing thing to the God of heaven that we would say, "Lord, I love you. Lord, I want to give to you to express my love for you." And so the stewardship through our offerings. Now notice, first of all, there's a challenge to give. Verse 9, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Now some of you have studied this before, and you understand what first fruits means. The first fruits speaks about the tithe or the tenth part. And God says, "Listen, I want you to honor me first. When I give you that paycheck, when I give you that dividend, when I give you that sale, I want you to remember me first of all. I don't want the leftovers," God says. "I want you to remember in me in the first place." The Bible is very clear that first fruits belong unto the Lord. I heard about a man who said to his pastor, he said, "I just don't know if I can tithe." And the pastor said, "Well," he said, "how about this? How about if you come up short a few dollars here and there, you let me know and I'll fill you in." And a few times he went to the pastor, and pastor gave him $5, $10, whatever. Finally it dawned on the man, if I can trust this pastor, why can't I trust in God? Amen. And that's what really we learn in giving. We learn how to trust in the Lord. I remember when Terry and I decided years ago to begin tithing before we were even married. It didn't make sense for a young college couple working our way through college. But we just decided that we were going to honor the Lord with the first fruits. And I want to tell you something. God has been faithful ever since. God has provided for every single one of our needs. We want to honor the Lord with the first fruits of our increase. And how do we do that? We do that on Sunday morning, 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 1. "Now concerning the collection of the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, such as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." Now, why do we worship on the first day of the week? We worship for the same reason those women, as they went to the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea on that first Easter morning, that first Sunday morning, and there was the angel sitting atop the tomb, and he said to the women, "Why seek ye the living amongst the dead? He is not here, but he is risen, as he said." And just as certainly as Jesus was arisen on that first resurrection morning, we're here today on Sunday morning to celebrate the fact that we have a resurrected Savior today. How many of you are thankful for that? God says, so when you come together to celebrate that on the first day of the week, I want you to come together on the first day of the week, and as a part of your worship, besides the preaching and the singing, he says, as you have given before, I want you to give again. I want you, as the collection is given on the first day of the week, that you're faithful in your worship through your giving. I heard about a little girl that received $2 from her father. He said, "Now, sweetheart, one of these dollars is for you and the other dollars for the Lord." And I want you to remember that. By the way, moms and dads, you would do well to teach your children now to give so that it's not such a hard thing when they start making more money. Give them a little allowance. Let them make their bed and let them take out the trash and give them a few dollars a week. They'll bargain with you for more. I'm keeping it low for your sake right now. If you give them $10 a week, you teach them that they ought to honor God with that. And this dad said, you've got $2, one's for you, one's for the Lord. Well, she ran to the candy store as quickly as she could. On the way to the candy store, she tripped and fell. And sure enough, one of those dollar bills got loosened out of her hand. It began to blow down the gutter. And sure enough, it went right down the sewer drain into the sewer. She stood up and brushed herself off. And she said, well, God, there went your dollar. That's how a lot of Baptists are. If there's anything left over, I'll make sure God gets some. But firstly, I don't know about that. God says, don't give me your leftovers. Don't treat me like the waitress at Denny's and give me your little tip. God says, upon the first day of the week, bring the first fruits and honor me first of all. Seek first the kingdom of God. Notice it's a challenge to give, but notice there's a promise to provide. For he says in verse 10, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. God says, here's my challenge. If you'll trust me, I'll keep providing for you. I'll get you that next job. I'll help you along the way. I'll not let you suffer or go begging for bread. Malachi 3 and 10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up unto you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. You've heard of the Pepsi challenge. This is God's challenge. God says, hey, try me. Just try me and see if I don't open the windows of heaven and provide a blessing for you. Oh, listen, friend, I want to encourage you. Don't put it off. If you're not giving to the Lord, if you're not involved in this matter of stewardship, just get involved. Some men procrastinate. They say, well, when I get this taken care of and this taken care of, then I'm really gonna give. Someone said, procrastination, it's my greatest sin. It brings me endless sorrow. I'm gonna stop doing it, perhaps tomorrow. Why wait when you can trust? I'm gonna ask you this morning, are you trusting God in every area of your life? Do you trust God in this area of tithing? Is it a matter of trust between you and God that He will provide for you? Someone says, oh man, they're preaching about money. That's all they ever preach about at the Baptist church. You know, I preach about it 3 or 4 times a year out of 52 Sundays. I'll tell you why it feels like that's all you ever hear. It's because the Spirit of God keeps coming into your heart and keeps telling you again and again, trust me, trust me, trust me. It's not there's so many sermons. I challenge you. I preach 150 sermons a week, rather 150 sermons a year at Lancaster Baptist, very few on this subject, but my friend, this that I'm preaching to you this morning is as much a part of the infallible Word of God as John 3:16. Let's not be selective hearers. Friend, you ought to love every single verse of the Bible. We ought to get to the place where we say, I want to trust God in every area of the Christian life. Sir Henry Taylor said, I have tried to keep things in my hands and lost them all, but what I have given into God's hands I still possess. I remember when we were building this building, and we had just finished the North Building. I was very, very weary from finishing one multi-million-dollar building program. I had already lost most of my hair as it was. And we filled that building up a couple weeks in a row, and before I knew it, we were starting to raise money for this building. And I'm telling you what, we got involved in this and a $5 million building project, and I began to see the cost of that going up, and I was preaching somewhere, I believe it was in San Diego, and I opened up the USA Today newspaper. I'll never forget the headlines. The headline simply said, Palmdale, once the fastest growing city in America, is now the foreclosure capital of California. The devil jumped up on my shoulder and said, you're an idiot. You're trying to build the largest auditorium of any church in Leandro Valley in the moment when people are losing their homes and losing their jobs. What kind of an idiot pastor are you? Seemingly is what he said to me. I had to tell the devil to go on back where he lives. And I had to get my confidence and my trust back in the Lord. And I had to ask the people of our church to trust in the Lord. And you're sitting in this auditorium right now because some people did trust in the Lord. And I want to tell you, hey, I've seen the housing market go way up and way down and way back up and way down. I've seen the stock market go way up and way down and way up and way down. I'm telling you, the world is a roller coaster. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you can trust in Him. You can't trust the economies of this world. But I don't apologize for encouraging our church family to just keep trusting the Lord. Let me give you four ways to multiply God's gifts in your life, and we'll be done. Just four simple thoughts. Number one, we must work diligently. The Bible says if a man does not work, he should not eat. We've got more people trying to figure out how to bleed the system. I'm not against welfare for those that need it. There's a lot of folks that hit on hard times. There's people that come to church looking for assistance. That's all good and fine in its place. But I want to say to you, sir, if a man does not work, he should not eat. You need to learn how to get a job, how to work that job, and be faithful in that job. Amen. I can amen myself if I need to. It's all good. It's all good in the hood. I'll just amen myself this morning. Get a job. Number two, you ought to steward efficiently. That is to say, you ought to make a budget. That is to say, you ought not to be buying things just because some other young couple did. That is to say, you should not follow in line with the devil's idea that happiness is found in the possession of things. The Bible says, moreover, it is required of a steward that a man be found faithful. I heard of a man the other day whose credit card was stolen. But he decided not to report it because the thief spent so much less than his wife did. Somewhere along the line, you've got to steward efficiently and live within your means. Thirdly, you've got to invest wisely. Be careful of these grow rich fast schemes. Oh, I've heard about a stock. You can quadruple your money. I heard about this business and buy this and buy that and buy the next thing. Just be cautious with those things. Fourthly, give generously. You say, well, that doesn't make a bit of sense to me. No, the Christian life, if you're wanting common sense, it doesn't make common sense. The way up in the Christian life is down. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He'll lift you up. Give and it shall be given unto you. The Bible is very clear. He that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. He that giveth bountifully shall soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. I want to ask you a question this morning. Do you trust God? Are you continuing to trust Him and expressing that through your tithes and offerings to the Lord? Let me ask you this. Have you ever trusted God with your eternal destiny? Do you know that if you died today, you'd spend eternity in heaven? Paul the Apostle said, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Paul said, I'm trusting the Lord for my salvation. Hey, I don't know about you. I'm not trusting the church for my salvation. I'm not trusting the baptistry water for my salvation. But I am trusting the Lord for my salvation. Have you ever trusted Christ as your personal Savior? If not, I encourage you to do that today. And if you have trusted Jesus Christ to keep you out of hellfire and take you to heaven someday, why can't you trust Him with your tithes and offerings? If you really believe that God could keep you from hell, don't you believe He could put food on your table next week? I challenge you this morning to continue and by trusting the Lord in every area of your life.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links.
We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.